you on that one too.
That sounds really good.
We'll get there.
That one's only like three or four chords too.
Yeah, I wonder, because it races through all three verses. I think after the second chorus, we could have a little break. Do a little lead part, and then come in after the third chorus and share the lead around a little bit, and then exit it out. Moving on up.
We are done with the Rolling Stones for a while.
To the east side.
I think the next Rolling Stone should be Start Me Up.
Oh, do you want to do Burning For You? We could do that.
What did you have left next?
Well, we could do Burning For You. Do you want to listen to it first and then...
Yeah, tell us what you think we need...
We're changing it?
No, it's
dynamic.
Just... The dynamic's just... Well, let's play it first and then let's listen to it. That's probably better.
So you're recording, right? You didn't stop.
Like it that, is recording, like... but as soon as we started, it probably break.
Okay, I got the solo part tiny down now, so... Okay.
I think we should do Angie. Actually, you know what my son and I are really into right now is Aerosmith. Not easy to sing, but Dream On could be good.
How about Walk This Way?
Walk This Way would be fun. I don't know. I'd have to. Let me practice that one. I know I can do Dream On because most of it's low, and then just a little bit of Robert Plant at the end.
Distortion on, baby.